From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. I'm James O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of The Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of The Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary G. Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. If you'd like to contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here is Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come to you on this Friday edition of the Living Truth program as we wrap up our study entitled, What is Truth? And if you've been with us all week long, you will know that that is the question that Pilate asked the Lord Jesus Christ when he was falsely trying him. That, of course, resulted in Jesus Christ going to the cross and dying for your sins and my sins. But the question, what is truth, is an important question, simply in light of the fact that today there are many, many people who do not believe in absolute truth, and yet the Bible teaches absolute truth. Because the Bible is absolute. Because the Bible comes from God. And God is absolute truth. And we've been defining truth as that which is corresponding to reality, which is factual and absolute. I've been emphasizing that real truth is the same for all people at all times, for all ages, always. It is unchangeable because God never changes. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, again, just to help you to understand this concept of truth a little bit more, I've written a paper entitled, What is Truth and How Can It Be Known? We're making this available to you free of charge, just for the asking. Now, we would encourage you, if you can, to send something along to help cover the cost of printing it and sending it your way. But I would like to get it into your hands. And, of course, at the end of the program, Jim O'Brien will give you the information as to how you contact us. Just ask for the paper, What is Truth? And we'll know what you're talking about. What is truth? I would love to have it into the hands of each and every one of you. But we've been looking at this concept of truth throughout the course of the week. And I just want to wrap it up by saying, when we look at the power of truth, we ask the question, what does truth do? Well, first of all, truth liberates. Remember, the Lord Jesus Christ was speaking there in John chapter 8, and once again he was talking about truth. And he said in verse 32, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." You see, it is truth that sets us free from sin and self, from secularism, from ungodliness. Whatever is out there that is wicked and sinful and unrighteous, truth sets you free from that. The Bible also teaches us that truth separates. It doesn't only liberate, it separates. In John chapter 17 and verse 17, Jesus says, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." There Jesus was praying to the Father. And when he said, "Father, sanctify them through thy truth," he was basically saying, "Father, set the disciples apart unto yourself through your truth." And the truth of God's word will do that. The truth of God's word will set us apart unto God that we might live for him. And then a truth invigorates. It not only liberates and separates, but it invigorates. Again, we are in John chapter, the Gospel of John, and we turn to John chapter 4 and verse 24, where Jesus says, "God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." In fact, Jesus is saying that truth leads to real worship. And so the power of truth is beyond our ability to understand, but we thank God for it. But what is the portal of truth? You see, the question is, what is truth? And how can it be known? How does truth come to us? Well, first of all, as I mentioned in John 17 and verse 17, Jesus Christ says that the Word of God is truth. And I'm here to tell you again today, as I've told you many, many times over the years, that from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21 and everything in between is absolutely true according to the truth of God. But building upon that, Deuteronomy 32 and verse 4 tells us that God is truth. John 14 and verse 6 says Jesus Christ is truth. John 14, 17 teaches us that the Holy Spirit is truth. So you see, when we're talking about the portal of truth, or where does truth originate, it all originates with God. And so when you recognize God, you recognize truth. When you reject God, you reject truth. When you reject truth, you reject God. And I pray that none of you are rejecting truth. Think of this. Real truth comes from God. Real truth recognizes God. Real truth promotes God. Real truth exalts God. But there is no truth apart from God. And if you claim to be a Christian and you don't believe in absolute truth, then you don't know your Bible. You need to read your Bible. You need to study your Bible. You need to apply the Bible, which basically leads us to the prospect of truth, which is deals with this question, can we really know and live by truth? Well, the answer is an absolute yes. You see, secular education teaches us that we can't know truth. And consequently, they teach evolution. Consequently, they deny the sanctity of life. Consequently, they say there is no God, and I could go on and on. But ladies and gentlemen, we can know the truth, and we can live by truth. Why? Because God has given us His truth in His Word. I ask you today, how much time do you spend in the Word of God? The more time you spend in the Word of God, the more you will get to know who God is, what God expects, how God operates, and what truth is all about. You can know and live by truth by studying God's Word. You can know and live by truth by obeying God's Word. And you can know and live by truth by applying God's Word. Now, at the very beginning of this series on Monday, I shared with you the results of a survey that was conducted by George Barna. You might remember that. If you were not by the radio then, or if you missed any of these messages this week, I would encourage you to request this entire series when you contact us and ask for the paper on What is Truth. But on Monday, I emphasized that 67% of adults deny absolute truth in America. 72% of those who are 18 through 25, that is, young adults, deny truth. But what's worse is that according to that Barna survey, 75% of professing Christians say there is no such thing as absolute truth. And to make it worse, according to that survey, 52% of those who say they are born again Christians, believe that there's no such thing as absolute truth. Let me just talk to you for a minute here before the program ends for today and we go off the air. If you claim that you are a Christian and you question if there is absolute truth, I submit to you that you are not truly a born-again Christian. Now you say, Pastor Gary, you're being pretty hard on me. Well, I'm just telling you the truth. If you claim to be a Christian and you do not believe in absolute truth, you believe that truth can be anything that you want it to be. You believe that truth can be anything you make it out to be. You believe that truth changes based upon the circumstances or the situations of life. If you hold to that, you're not a Christian, biblically speaking. And that's not my opinion. That is the Word of God. Even though there are born-again Christians who, let me put it this way. Even though there are people who say they are born-again Christians, and yet they deny absolute truth, I'm saying that you cannot be a true Christian and deny absolute truth. True Christians believe truth. For God is truth, Jesus is truth, the Holy Spirit is truth, the Word of God is truth. And so if you deny the concept of absolute truth, I suggest to you that maybe you're not born again. If you question and deny the virgin birth, if you question and deny the shed blood of Christ for our salvation, if you question and deny that God spoke and all things came into creation, existence, if you question and deny what God says prophetically is going to come to pass, if you deny any element of the truth of the Word of God, then from my perspective, you need God. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I want to encourage you to make sure you've trusted Christ as Savior. When you trust Jesus Christ as Savior, then the Spirit of truth enters into your life. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And He will teach you the absolute truth of God's Word. So if you claim to be a Christian and you deny truth that's absolute, I submit that you're not a Christian. You need to be born again. Call upon the name of the Lord today and be saved. Now remember, this little paper entitled, What is Truth and How Can It Be Known, is yours free for the asking. Jim O'Brien will be along with our contact information in a moment, and I would encourage you truly to get in touch with us. It's important that we know and live according to truth. Thank you for being there by the radio. Until Monday, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no cost for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to help defray the costs of handling and shipping. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at simply wayoftruth@juno.com. Please visit our website. It's www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth radio broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Dr. Gary Dahl, I'm James O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.